Welcome to A.T. Stewart and Sons Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. I'm glad you've chosen to join us today as we look into the Word of God. So take your Bibles and let's hang out in God's Word for a few moments and see what God would say to us today.
Pastor, do you think Jesus, during the 3 days he was in the tomb, that he descended into hell? And I say to them, no, because he experienced hell on the cross. Jesus experienced the absolute, full, undiluted wrath of Holy God over our sins during those last 3 hours on that cross. Isaiah 53 speaks to this very truth as we read. Isaiah 53, he says, "The Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief." Look at that. The Lord, God the Father, was pleased to crush. And that word crush means to beat down. To crush him, Jesus, putting him to grief. The Father was pouring out hell on Jesus. In a sense, you can say it was God who afflicted His Son, who pierced Him through. It was God who laid the whip upon His back, who nailed the nails into His hands. It was God who was crushing Him for our sins. You may say, well, wait a minute, preacher. Now, I thought it was just sinful men having their evil way. You're saying God, the Father, had something to do with the death of Jesus? Look at what Peter says in his preaching in Acts 4. Look closely. He says, "For truly in this city, Jerusalem, we're gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel." Now look at this verse. "To do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur." Yes, these sinful men were acting out of their own selfish, sinful impulses and actions. No, God did not make them do this, but God permitted it. He allowed His Son to undergo such humiliation and pain and suffering, to experience not only the wrath of man, but to experience His holy wrath. For our sins. For us. God could have stopped it. He could have said enough. But He didn't. And everything that these sinful men, the slaps with the stick, the fist in His face, the pulling out of His beard, spitting on His face, the lashes to His back, the nails into His hands, were all under the permissive will of God. Not only that, but Jesus Himself said, "It's necessary that the Son of Man go and suffer and be killed and be raised again on the third day." Necessary. Why? Why would God pour out His full, undiluted, holy hatred of our sins on Jesus? Why would He allow hell to come to Calvary that day and put His Son in hell for 3 hours? For us? Why pour out His holy wrath on His sinless, innocent Son? Only because of His great love for us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, we read, "In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Don't let that word propitiation throw you off. It means an atoning sacrifice. It means to appease the anger of one who's been offended by the payment of a price. What John is saying is, because of God's great love for us, He was willing to suffer the punishment we deserved because He loved us. You see, God's holiness, God's righteousness demands that sin be punished. It can be no other way. Sin must be punished. And who has sinned but us? Who deserves the punishment but us? And what do we deserve? Eternity in hell. But because of God's great love, He says, I will satisfy my righteous holiness. I will satisfy my justice by pouring out my full punishment and wrath on my own Son. Because of my love for my own people, my chosen ones. Because of my love. And God looked upon Him who was crushed. Isaiah says He looked upon the one who was afflicted and He was satisfied. God was satisfied. His righteous, holy justice was satisfied. During those 3 hours, Jesus died on that cross. Full payment was made for our sins. That's what the darkness tells us, first of all, that hell came to Calvary during those 3 hours.